This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Rescuers searched for survivors Thursday in the ruins of a theater blown apart by a Russian airstrike in the besieged city of Mariupol, where authorities say a ferocious bombardment left dozens dead in a northern Ukraine city over the past day. Hundreds of civilians have been taking shelter in the theater in central Mariupol after their homes were destroyed in 3 weeks of fighting in the southern port city. Nearly a day after that airstrike, officials say there have been injuries, but no reports of deaths have yet been confirmed. Meanwhile, a regional governor told Ukrainian TV Thursday, heavy Russian air attacks and ground fire on the northern city of Cherniv have killed at least 53 people over the last 24 hours. Despite 3 weeks of Russian bombardment, Ukraine has been able to maintain stiff defenses of its cities by using inexpensive, relatively low-tech, Turkish-made drones to carry out attacks on the invaders, a defense that has been surprisingly effective. At a news conference Thursday with his Slovakian counterpart, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin acknowledged how effective the drones have been against a Russian force that has relied on rockets, missiles, and artillery.
We've also seen having the ability to conduct counterfire with rockets and artillery is also very effective.
A British defense expert suggests the drones have been most successful in attacks in the early stages of Ukraine's conflict with Russians before the invaders were able to set up their air defenses in the battlefield. He said the effectiveness of the drones may drop off as the conflict progresses. This is VOA News. The White House has announced U.S. President Joe Biden will speak with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday about Russia's war against Ukraine and economic competition between the two countries. In a statement, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the call is part of our ongoing efforts to maintain open lines of communication between the United States and the People's Republic of China. Biden will speak with the Chinese leader by telephone. The call follows a seven-hour meeting in Rome Monday between White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and senior Chinese Foreign Policy Advisor Yang Jiechi. Friday's call comes as Biden works to complete his administration's foreign policy adjustment, known as the Pivot to Asia, to more accurately reflect China as America's most important military and economic competitor. China, a close ally of Russia, has refused to condemn Russia's invasion of Ukraine. U.S. gas prices have risen sharply since the start of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. As AP correspondent Rita Foley reports, consumers are looking for options.
Gas is almost $4.29 a gallon on average, and as high as that is, it's about 3 cents lower than it was a week ago, says the AAA. Kelly Blue Book says the average owner of a full-size SUV is spending about $110 more each month on fuel than at this time last year. If you own a compact car, you're paying $60 more a month on average. So what about buying a more fuel-efficient vehicle, if you can find one? The price of the average new vehicle is now almost $46,000. Okay, so let's go with a used vehicle, again, if we can find one. Average price, almost $30,000, according to Edmunds.com. Okay, back to the vehicle we've got. One expert tip to help save money on gas, make sure there's enough air in your tires. I'm Rita Foley.
A judge in Honduras has granted a U.S. request to extradite former Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez to face drug trafficking and weapons charges. The decision Wednesday came a month after Honduran authorities arrested Hernandez in his home in Tegucigalpa. Hernandez is denied any wrongdoing and can appeal the judge's ruling. The U.S. extradition request said that since 2004, Hernandez allowed tons of cocaine from Venezuela and Colombia to travel through Honduras on its way to the United States, while protecting drug traffickers from investigation in exchange for millions of dollars in bribes. New York prosecutors have repeatedly implicated Hernandez as a co-conspirator in his brother's 2019 drug trafficking trial. The brother, Juan Antonio Hernandez, was found guilty of drug and weapons charges and was sentenced to life in prison. Repeating this hour's top news story, rescuers searched for survivors Thursday in the ruins of a theater blown apart by a Russian airstrike in the besieged city of Mariupol. I'm Jeff Custer reporting from remote for VOA News.
Hits.